Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. The state of Utah is widely known for its outdoor recreation. Skiers enthusiastically take to our slopes, hikers ascend our summits, climbers scale our cliffs, hunters stalk our deer, elk, and birds. But at one point in our history, most of these activities were considered work, not leisure. In the early 20th century, residents of Provo found it confusing when the Brigham Young University Athletics Department started taking students up Mount Timpanogos. You climbed the mountain to prospect for minerals, they said, or to fish at streams, or to find a lost cow, but you never climbed it for fun. One resident even went so far as to ask, "What could you do once you got to the top? Come down. Big deal." Ski buffs faced similar bias. Before Utahns named their snow the best on earth and advertised it as a source of play, skiing was merely a way for the postman to deliver the mail during harsh winters. It wasn't fun. It was hard work. But rising industrialism and urbanization made middle-class Americans anxious that the modern era might somehow lead to an excess of leisure. Universities across the country started physical education, or PE, programs to keep people moving. They challenged their students to adopt a sense of wholesome play that mimicked work in order to build good character. BYU athletics director Eugene Roberts hoped at the time that this would solve the problem of recreation and keep Utahns from dying of monotony or from destroying ourselves and our civilization through soft and senseless living. Apparently, Utahns had to work hard even when they played. Utah is now home to so many kinds of recreation that originated in work that it's kind of what we're known for. We find this kind of play so much fun that we often forget that it was once considered work. Or maybe we've just come to realize that work is something that can be fun under the right circumstances. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by John Perry Christensen. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.